Coach, I know a disappointment. Coffeyville just seemed to capitalize, but on a good note, your team had five runs with two outs in the sixth and seventh. At least gave your team a chance to win. Some of your thoughts on their comeback.
Well, you know, they chipped away. They found a way to start chipping away. But, you know, the second four spot we gave them was all on earned runs. Again, routine ground ball to first, routine ground ball to second. Walks, you know, you go back to game one, we had 12 free bases. You're not going to win games. Coffeyville's a good club. A lot better than what their record is. And they wanted more today. They played really well. They got hits when they needed to. They made pitches when they needed to. We couldn't minimize things, and they took full advantage of every mistake we made.
Mm-hmm. Starting pitching, what wasn't going right for the two guys?
Well, Dalton walked the house, point blank. That's what it was. He got ahead, walked guys. I think he had four walks where he was ahead 0-2. And walked him, you know. It's just one of those things where it's everything spiraled down. He didn't have command of his breaking ball, spraying his fastball a bit, couldn't get ahead of hitters, and when he did, he couldn't finish. With J.J., he was just up in the zone a little bit. They took advantage of a couple pitches he missed up. You know, Pete Smart comes in game two, and he does a great job. We don't defend behind him. So it's just one of those things that it's the backbone of what has happened this whole year. It's the same song and dance, you know, which is sad to say. I still think we have a pretty good club, but it's one of those years where we could never stop the bleeding. You know, we stopped it early in the year, and late in the year we fell apart, and there was no stopping it.